1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. I'm surprised he's not wearing a three-peat on his shirt. We have actor with the Stratford Festival, Emilio Vieira, here, and we're talking cricket and more. Emilio, good to meet you.
Oh, good morning, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me. It's funny you mention a three-peat shirt. On the sidelines during the run chase, when we were about five runs away from victory, I had my opening batsman partner, Evan Mercer, sidle up next to me on a blanket on the side of the hill and hand me a folded shirt. And he said, "Now, Cap," he's an East Coaster. He said, "Now, Cap, I don't want you to open this until it's time, but I made us a little gift, and I told myself I'd burn it if we didn't need it." And I took a little peek, and it had a tree and Pete. So in his East Coaster way, okay, a tree Pete. And I did wear the shirt all day yesterday.
Right, because I saw the photos and I get a tree Pete, but there you go.
Okay. There, that's the story.
Okay, let's talk about this amazing matchup. This was the Stratford Festival taking on Shaw Festival, and this has been an annual tradition. Is this the 51st annual match? Is that right?
This is the 51st. It began in 1974, and apparently, the stories tell me, that it was such a hit and such a great party that they had to cancel it in 1975 as they were worried the actors would not be able to do their shows in the following days. And then after much, much cry over that, it did return in 76. So that's how we've added up to our 51 years. Here we are in 2025.
Fantastic. So this game was played last Monday. Is that correct?
That's the date? This past Monday, August 25th.
And what was the conditions like? Because we've had some kind of wonky weather lately.
Yes, we have. We were praying for no rain in the days leading up to the match, and I sort of had a bit of a spell casting with my team. We met on Sunday evening at the pitch. It was sort of a beautiful sunset around 7 p.m. You could hear the Stratford Orchestra playing just down the way, and we spent about a half an hour throwing around a frisbee and just trying to create beach-like atmosphere.
I like it.
You know, for the rain to stay away. And then, of course, at 7:30, it poured rain. But that meant that there wasn't a ton of rain to have on the Monday following. So we were fortunate enough that feels like Butch was looking on from on high. And we had about 15 minutes of rain during the opening speeches. And the second the first ball was bowled, it stopped.
Right.
And rain didn't join us again until 6 p.m. after the victory. So we had the only six-hour spell of no rain, I think, in the last 48 hours. And I don't know who to thank for that, but the gods on high.
There you go. This was a close game, I understand. Is that right?
Yes, it was. So Shaw won the coin toss and elected to bat first. It was a decision that we would have made if we had won the coin toss, but we were prepared to bowl first and keep their total low. They made 156 in the 40 overs, which is the span of the game that we chose to play. And Stratford did complete the run chase. All that's needed is one run more than what's previously batted. And we made up the run chase in 37.2 overs. So with about 16 balls left in the game, we won.
Wow.
It was a tight finish.
Very good. And we know cricket is generally a long game. Was this, this took place roughly over 6 hours. There's the tea break or the break. It was 6 hours roughly?
Yes, roughly. Yeah. I think we had a pause for tea for about 40 minutes or so. We try to get the teams to get their food in and out real quick. And then folks can continue to enjoy the tea while we continue to bat. And as the team batting second, and I was an opening batsman with Evan, I just said to him, "Hey, listen, I don't care how many runs we make. We just have to stand out here until everybody gets back from tea. Because the last thing you want is for them to come back and go, 'How many wickets are they down? Oh, no.'" The game, you know, is as much about what's actually happening on the field as it is about what people think is happening on the field. It's a game of much momentum and energy. I think we did a good job of managing that on the day.
Oh, absolutely. And congratulations on another big win. Now, let's talk about Butch Blake, how meaningful this particular game was. We know Butch's, the late great Butch Blake was so much with the Stratford Festival, but boy, this was a very special game for this year, if you will.
It was. It really was. I never had the opportunity to meet Butch, but over the years and my involvement with the theater and with the cricket team, I've heard incredible stories of his ability to bring sunshine wherever he went. He was a community builder. You know, he was a soldier in the Second World War, a man who was decorated with the Order of Canada, who performed in every one of Shakespeare's plays, sometimes multiple times, which is a goal that I share. Even before I met him, one of my goals as an actor is to be in all of Shakespeare's plays. And so here's this man that is kind of the perfect Venn diagram of all of the things that I aspire to be in my career. And for many years, his family and, you know, us at the Stratford Festival Cricket Team have been looking for ways to provide some recognition for his extraordinary legacy. And there haven't been the opportunities such as a star on the Walk of Fame throughout Stratford or, you know, the theater finds their ways to memorialize people who have gone and made an extraordinary impacts. For us, you know, being able to install an AstroTurf and call it the Butch Blake Memorial Cricket Ground, being able to install a bench in honor of Butch somewhere where he can sit for eternity and watch games in memoriam, you know. These are just extraordinary things that we were able to achieve this year because of the growing support, not only for the team, but for the sport in this town. And, you know, we had a special guest on Monday. His son, Andrew Blake, was able to come and say a few words. It was an honor to meet him. And I know it meant a lot for him and his family to be able to say that his father is recognized for this kind of bizarre niche, you know, Venn diagram of his interests. So we're very grateful that that we were able to achieve such recognition because Butch truly in this community from the early days of the festival was a man to remember.
It warms the heart, absolutely. Again, we're chatting with Emilio Vieira with the Stratford Festival about the Stratford-Shaw cricket match. Now, how did Shaw take the loss?
Well, you know, they are our dear friends and mentors, and I was saying to one of your colleagues earlier today, they're my heroes. They're, you know, I
admire the acting community
so deeply. Yeah, yeah. They're such decorated members of the acting community of the theater community at large, and they are great cricketers. Mm-hmm. I have to say, It because of how tight the games have been in the last 3 years, yeah. There is nothing wrong with how Jeff Irving has captained that team. I've watched the same growth in the popularity of the sport over there in Niagara, and these tight finishes are really just a testament to how these teams have been playing over the last decade or so. I do think that they are going to go home a little salty, a little ready to hit the training turf again, and we'll see when they host us in 2026. I'm sure we will see a very strong Stratford-Shaw match, and so we're ready to go for it. I was looking at the trophy again last night, and there are just a few teams over the course of the 51 years that have made three in a row. There's only one team who's made four in a row, and it is the 05, 06, 07, 08 Shaw Festival cricket team. So people ask me how I'm feeling after three. Ready for four.
I love it. The challenge is out there. Now, we've shared the photos on our socials with the Stratford Festival. A shout out for any of the other team members from your cricket team. Anybody you want to really spotlight that went above and beyond?
Yes, we give away a few awards. Those awards were as follows. The Rookie of the Year went to Hiro Kanagawa, who's a first-time actor here at the festival, extraordinarily decorated actor across Canada. You know, he's been in a lot of film and TV, video games, theater, and it's his production of Forgiveness, which is being produced this season at the Stratford Festival, so it was wonderful to acknowledge Hiro. Our Spirit of the Game Award went to two players, one who was batting and became injured, wasn't able to complete running, so we gave him a runner, and so that was Tim Campbell with the bat and Tariq Lewis with the legs, and together they made one hell of a cricketer.
Nice.
We had
collaborative effort.
That's right. Our player of the match, Tim Ziegler, who made an incredible 14 runs right there at the end of the game to bring us home. Our most valuable player, Evan G. Mercer, who made 25 runs and held up the innings for quite a long time. And then we inaugurated a new award. We recognized that there weren't awards to specifically honor a defensive play or a defensive player of the year, and fielding is a huge portion of the game. And there has been an ongoing joke with a member of our team that anytime you're setting a field, well, I've got Tim Wellham standing there, and I've got him standing here, and I've got him standing over there, so good luck hitting the ball that way. And after Tim Wellham took one of the most extraordinary catches off of an absolute screamer from Tom Marriott's bat, which is not an easy wicket to take, the team leadership knew that this was the year. And so we've just inaugurated the Tim Wellham Defensive Player of the Year Award so that in the future we can honor and recognize those folks who put their body on the line and take catches that win matches.
There you go. The history continues. Fantastic. So again, congratulations on the tree-peat. Get that right.
Yes.
With Stratford Festival's cricket team. And Emilio, continued success with you. How's the season going with Mackers and with the Winterstale?
Oh, it's a fantastic season. I'm so grateful to be surrounded by the level of artistry from the artisans, the craftsmen, the running crew, the stage management, designers, and of course my fellow actors. I've worked with a number of these people for years now, and I'm eternally learning not only the parts that I get to play, but the parts I get to understudy, and just feeling that what we've built this year are two beautiful and very different Shakespeare productions of some beloved plays. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend that people come out and see them. On the one side, you've got the classic Greco-Roman take at The Winter's Tale, a show that is very, very rarely produced, but I think will take the hearts of many people. And then a classic, Mackers. It's one of my favorite plays. I grew up, you know, I'm still hoping to play Mr. Mack someday. And set in 1990s biker gangs. That's why Jamie's looking at me with my long hair and my beard and the tattoos I've gotten on my neck for it. I'm always grateful that when I look at the seasons that I've been able to have here at the Stratford Festival, I look at the shows and I go, these are such incredible shows, but what's really extraordinary about them is that I get to do them at the same time. Mm-hmm. Some people don't get to do this kind of range in their shows for their entire careers. And here I am in one season getting to do two such very, very different shows, mm-hmm. largely with the same team of people. And that's always a joy.
Yeah. Well, continued success and you're well on your way to completing that Shakespeare canon. There you go.
Thank you.
Again, congratulations, Emilio Vieira, with the Stratford Festival and the successful Stratford Festival cricket team. Emilio, all the best.
Thanks so much, Jamie.